ready? Here's Joe. Not sure if you've seen one of these guitars before. This is an old metal body National guitar from the 1930s. Not quality steel there. Maybe we'll start with an instrumental. Should we do a four boy long list of home? Can we go in there? Between police dogs and unrequited love. Thank you. This is a song by a man named Robert Johnson. I'm sure you've heard of him. And this is one of his best-known songs. And I think he only wrote 27 songs in his whole life, and they're all still being played today, it seems. This is called The Walking Blues. Intertidal Zone. And this song is about visiting a little town, called Lund on the west coast of Canada. And it's a town that's at the end of a highway, end of a road, actually. And I don't know if you've noticed that over here, but these towns at the ends of roads, they seem to collect the misfits and the oddballs a little bit. People that don't really fit in the big cities, and Lund is just like that. And it used to have a bunch of wooden shacks built up on stilts over the ocean, over the intertidal zone. And these shacks were all joined together by a boardwalk which led straight to the pub. And I always thought that was an interesting construction method there. And they obviously had something on their mind when they built the place. Much like you see in the small towns here, the pub is really the hub of the town, and it made a lot of sense, really, because that's where the post office was and the grocery store and everything else as well. So this is my little song about it. It's called The Intertidal Zone.
Jump up,
jump up,
jump up,
jump up,
jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, jump up, Playing ducks, reach for the volume control.
Thank you.
instrumental for you. This is one off my middle CD. It's called Swap the Vest. Mid-1800s, it's a song called Crow Jane, and I learned it from the playing and singing of a man named Skip James, but there's an awful lot of versions floating around on both sides of the ocean, and hard to say where the song actually started or where it's going to go yet, but this is our take on it, Crow Jane.
I'm looking for cocaine, I have a paper pound. Thank you.
song by a man named Charlie Patton. And Charlie Patton was one of the first black blues men to ever be recorded. In the early years of blues recorded history, it was all the women. Women dominated the scene completely. And people like Bessie Smith and Trixie Smith and Mamie Smith and Ida Cox and Ma Rainey and on and on and on. And these were what I call leather-lunged women who sang without microphones in front of brass bands. So imagine the power their voices had. They could fill up a hall 10 times this size in front of a brass band with a drummer, too, you know, kicking away behind them. Anyway, along came Charlie. They found him up in the hills of Mississippi, and he began a whole long tradition of blues men being recorded, which unfortunately still dominates the scene today, I think. But this song of Charlie's is called Shake It and Break It. And it was a rude song when he wrote it, and it's been cleaned up a little bit for current taste, shall we say. But I urge you to find the original if you really want to do some research. worth the hunt. You can shake it, you can break it, don't you take it downtown. Mama, won't you stick around? You can shake it, you can break it, don't you take it downtown. Mama, won't you stick around? My daddy, my role, it's just been to the very soul. My daddy, my role, it's just been to the very soul. You can move, jerk a groove, jerk a wing, a bit, a bit, a bit. Hey, mama, got a true love in. Move it, groove it, wing, a bit, a bit.
Thank you.
Steam engine train. Thank you.
CDs here, which they'll let you have in exchange for currency. We're going to have a very short break, quarter of an hour at the most, hopefully, so fill your glasses or whatever, and we will be back in a minute. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Tony. Okay. If you like that sort of music, we do welcome an audience on Fingerstyle Night, so please feel free to come along and you can see more of that gorgeous guitar playing, plus lots of other different styles as well. We'll move back on and welcome back Ken Ham and Jim Condy, please.
Explains. There's things that go on outside the hall as well as inside the hall that are probably just as interesting. So. Thank you. Willie Dixon. Willie Dixon wrote half of the blues songs you have ever heard. Just the way he was. He kind of controlled the scene in Chicago for many years. He was the bass player, the arranger, the songwriter. He knew all the band members. He was the band leader. And he owned part of the record company. So there you go. This is a song that he wrote for Muddy Waters. It's called She Moves Me Man. She moved me, man. But I don't see how it's done. She moved me, man. But I don't see how it's done. She got her pockets all. Thank you. like to do one of my own songs now, if I may. This is a song that I call The Fishing Grounds, and it's all about my very short and not exactly sweet experience as a deckhand. I went out there to the west coast of Canada one year in 1982, the year of the great salmon famine, and tried to make a living as a salmon fisherman, but it didn't work out, as you can imagine. So I wrote this song about it. We were looking for Smiley, and Smiley is the really big salmon they have out there. I guess you have them here, too. It's a salmon that's over 30 pounds, and they get this idiotic grin on their face when they get over 30 pounds. Something biological or something, I don't know. Sometimes I think they're just happy to be alive. They certainly look at it until you pull them over the side of the boat, didn't it? Anyway, we were looking for Smiley around a place called Hippa Island, and, well, I fished for 3 months, and I just paid for my deckhand license with that money, and it was a $10 item, the deckhand license, so you can tell it wasn't a big year for me.
Oh,
try it. It's kind of a slow ballad tune, this one. It's called Fire Eyes.
I know.
That's like four stars. We're going to let Jim do a solo one now, and then I'll do one, and then we'll get back to playing together.
What do you got for us here, James?
Joseph Spence.
Joseph, oh, well, there you go. Joseph Spence. One of the dark senses. One of the dark senses.
Yeah. Scottish name, of course.
It's an amazing number.
So many of these people were Scots.
There you go.
Fred McDowell.
Joseph Spence.
Joseph Spence, of course, and Jelly Old Morton. I got another big Scottish name.
Robert Johnson, you were told you.
Better pass themselves off with us Africa. Yes, yeah, folks, the blues have been met in Scotland.
I'm not arguing.
So, having said that, this song was this song's called "Great Dream from Heaven." It was written by Joseph Spence, and funnily enough, my mother has always said to me, "This sounds like the song of the Clyde to her." But,
really?
Weird, eh? She is to one day.
So long, Mama Lilla Kula, and another one called Yarmouth Song.
Thank you.
named Lead Belly. And this is a song all about landlords. Lead Belly had a bit of trouble trying to find an apartment or a flat to rent after he'd gotten out of murder or prison for murder the second time. He went up to Washington, D.C., the capital of his country, and he thought he was going to just be warmed and welcomed there, and he found he had a real hard time. He was there with his new wife, Martha, too, which made him feel all the worse. And so he wrote this song about it. Bourgeois Blues. Jelly Roll Morton, who's a famous piano player and band leader, and he's a little bit egotistical, I've been told. If you read John Womack's famous book about it, he likes to say that he invented the musical form of jazz all by himself. That's a pretty outrageous statement, I think, for any one person to say. Maybe not, who knows? This is one of his tunes, a classic. It's called The Whinin' Boy. Blues.
good look as this. Oh, mama, I look at this. I'm a winding horse. I don't deny my
Cadillac looking like steady skin. Oh, Maybelline, that's the bottom of the hill. Maybelline, why can't we be true?
friends we met here tonight. This one's by Robert Johnson, and it's called When You've Got a Good Friend. Mississippi John Hurt. Now, I don't know if he ever made it over here or not. I hope for you that he did, because he was a wonderful, wonderful guitar player. I know a lot of people listen to him over here. This is a song that he wrote. It's called the Candyman Blues. And there's another famous song with the same name by a guy named Reverend Gary Davis, but this is John's own. And it's actually a little bit ruder than Gary Davis's, so I hope no one's offended by the lyrics of this song. They're all meant in good fun, nothing else.
gets me from places. Candyman, I'm in the Candyman. You in the Candyman, you get really stressed. Thank you.
do. Can I just thank you to Nikki Parkinson? Yes. Tony Lewis, and Tim. Ken Ham, Jim Conley.
Thank you.